Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And we've got a doozy on the podcast today. We're talking about some stuff that that we actually talk a lot about between you and I. And that is about mindset. And not only just things that we need to do, but things we need to stop doing in order to shift to a mindset of success. So I know this is going to be something that you're going to love chatting about.
It's like one of my favorite topics.
Well, because it is the cornerstone. It is the core of everything that happens in your life. So whether you are listening to this podcast because you love fitness or because you love nutrition or you love wellness, you cannot start doing any of those things in your life unless you have the right mindset. So we're going to talk about the top five things you need to stop doing today in order to succeed in your life, and that's in all areas. So health, to your career, to your relationships, to everything. And I love
it. This is definitely going to be one that people are going to want to like save and just like repeat, in my opinion.
I know.
This is the kind of stuff that you sometimes need that reminder about, you know, like you know it in your core, and you kind of remember things, but it's so easy to get into other habits. So I find that stuff like this, these are the kind of podcasts, this is the kind of information that you kind of want to repeat on like a bit of a regular basis, like cycle it in every once in a while so that it's just like a refresh consistently to keep it fresh in your brain.
Completely. Because the thing with making any type of mindset shift is it doesn't happen in one podcast. It happens because you practice it daily and then it becomes a habit. You know what I mean? So sometimes, you know, you're on the mindset shift train for a week and then you're like, oh, you forget about it. So it's good to have things that you can keep growing in and make the commitment to listening to things like this and, you know what I mean? Or printing out the notes or whatever it is that can remind you that these are things that you need to do in your life. And usually what we do is we always try to keep things on the positive and talk about adding to your life. But that's why I thought we'd shift gears and say what you need to stop doing. Because some people, they are not recognizing the bad habits they're engaging in. They're adding more awesome habits, but they're not stopping some of the ones that are holding them back.
Right. They're not eliminating the things that really should be eliminated and replaced.
Exactly. Like when you have a food allergy or intolerance, let's say, you know, yes, you can add all these other foods that are going to help you deal with that intolerance or herbs, but unless you remove the food that's causing the intolerance, you're never going to feel better. So that's kind of how I see it as.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Okay, let's get started.
All right.
Number one, you need to stop seeing problems in your life and start seeing opportunities. Amanda, what do you think about that one?
Oh, I totally agree with that. I think that, you know, one of the biggest things that happen is oftentimes we see everything as a negative. Like we see everything as like a problem or a hurdle, and you can totally put yourself into this negative mindset that just continues. And basically, if you start looking at things as an opportunity, and I know like there's so many memes and stuff out there that you see constantly that are like, you know, that says like, every problem is like, I don't know if it's a meme. I'm not quoting it properly. I've seen memes.
Just a side note, you know what memes? I used to call them, like, I thought they were memes. And then I'm like,
of course you did.
I was like, oh, my meme. And then someone's like, it's a meme. I'm like, okay, no, I sound like an idiot. Anyway.
But I'm definitely not quoting any of them exactly. But I mean, you see them, all these different inspiring sort of quotes and stuff like that. But really what they're all saying is, look at a problem and see it as an opportunity to, you know, grow from it, learn from it, change it, you know. And this is sort of one of the things, I mean, even you and I within our business and within our daily life, we always see things as, okay, there's a problem that's come up. I allow myself like a minute to like dwell on it and kind of be like either really pissed off about it or upset about it or whatever. And then I look at it as, okay, how can I shift this now? How can I you know, find a solution for it. So it becomes now not a problem, but a solution-based system. And then I see it as an opportunity to then reflect on it and say, okay, how can I avoid that again? So as opposed to seeing it just as like, oh, it's such a big problem. This is consistent. It keeps coming up over and over again. I always try to see it as, okay, get over it, find the solution, and then reflect back and figure out how you can avoid that problem arising again. Because then it's now it's become an opportunity to learn.
Oh, completely. I feel like for me, and I want to talk about this one twofold. I got two things I want to talk about it. But first of all, like for me, I think that this mindset shift was the hugest, most pinnacle thing that I did that changed my entire life. Was by stopping, totally, by stopping looking at problems and shifting the way that I looked at, I never say anything is a failure now or a problem. I say it's a lesson. And just even that shift, because there is an opportunity in every failure or problem. It's there. You just have to find the lesson in it. And for me, it takes away so much stress because it's taken it from a negative thing to, because when you say a lesson, like a lesson's not a negative thing, you know, and we all are going to go through trials and tribulations, but it's whether or not you take the lesson from it and you grow, or you just think, you know, you play a victim role. And I think that is, for me, it's been the hugest thing. And especially in our business, you know, as entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. No one gives you a manual of how you're supposed to do everything. Like you got to teach yourself. And it's overwhelming at times, you know, like you're feeling all this stuff is happening. Some are awesome. Some stresses come up you have never dealt with before in your life. And you're like, oh my God, how am I handling all of this? And I used to just be so scared all the time I was going to fail. And then when I shifted all of the things that were going wrong, which are natural in the course of anything in life, to a lesson, it just, for me, it's made my days so much more enjoyable, my work so much more enjoyable, like, because nothing feels like it's negative. You know what I mean?
No, completely. 100%.
But the second thing I wanted to say to this, my twofold thing, was that I just also think that a lot of people look at their lives in general. So like when you wake up in the morning and you think about your day, no one ever starts to see in the day like, oh, wow, lunch would be a great opportunity for me to go for a walk and maybe look at, you know, joining the gym down the street. Or today, you know, is a great opportunity to tell somebody that I love them. We wake up and we already start to look at the negative. And we look at our entire life like thinking, oh my God, my husband didn't take out the garbage. So annoying, you know? And then you're like, right after that, you're like, oh, okay, I've got to figure out someone to get the kids after school. Like it just, you look for all these problems and negativities in your day. And you've got to stop doing that. Like start focusing on the positives, because it's proven that where the mind goes, the body will follow. And if your mind is going to negativity, your body is going to go to negativity. So you've got to shift it. And the more you look for the positivity, the more positivity you're going to have in your life.
And probably the more health benefits too, because it will, like you were saying, where the mind goes, the body goes. And so if you're constantly negative, your body's going to start breaking down as well.
Oh, completely. And if you look at any successful person, and success is different to everybody, but if you're looking at people who are running, you know, world-changing organizations and who are creating amazing products that are helping people live better, they all are following the same type of mentality. And they do not focus on, they don't see life as failures. They don't see problems. They really focus on shifting to a mindset of positivity. And that's, you know, relevant across pretty much every single person who is successful, whether it's financially, emotionally, spiritually, they all have that way of thinking.
No, for sure. They all follow the same principles that I was talking about earlier in the, what do you call them? Memes?
Memes!
No, I agree with you. I agree 100%. It's probably, I'm glad that is the number one thing to help you succeed in, like what you need to stop doing to succeed in life, because I think it's probably the number one thing is being in a negative mindset will get you nowhere. So figure out how to switch that mindset and become more adapt to the positive side of things.
Once, like just before we move on, it's the same when you look at your body. right? Everyone, when we look at our bodies and we start focusing, oh, look at that cellulite, or oh, my boobs are saggy, or whatever it is, we start looking at all of the things that are wrong that we want to fix in our bodies. You know what I mean? As opposed to looking at it from a place of appreciation and love, and or like an opportunity to improve. Like, oh, okay, you know what? Not really loving my thighs right now, but they're still awesome, and I'm gonna work on those at the gym today. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Yeah, I mean, when it comes to the body thing, though, I would definitely recommend listening to the podcast, our previous podcast that we did with where I did an interview with Nia Shanks. So anyone who hasn't listened to it already, listen to that for sure, because she talks a lot about changing the conversation completely, just completely changing the conversation from how cellulite is a bad thing because we've just made it a bad thing. So listen to that. I won't get into it now because we're focusing on something else, but definitely if you get a chance, listen to that podcast because she's got some really great insight into that as well.
Oh yeah. And I love that stuff too. We've been talking about that a lot on this podcast throughout the last year, is just taking back your power and not giving the power to words, objects, things, you know what I mean? Like but that all goes hand in hand with to help you stop seeing the problems. So, okay, number one. So number one was stop seeing problems, start seeing opportunities. Number two is to stop making so many decisions. Stop decision-making overload. People might be like, what the heck does that mean? So we make way too many decisions each day, and it has been proven that there is something called decision fatigue. So this means that once we end up having to make so many decisions that we actually get fatigued from it, and the quality of our decision making gets lesser and lesser and lesser throughout the day. Like, it's literally draining your energy. So for example, like judges in court, it's been shown that later on in the day, they make less favorable decisions than they do earlier on in the day because they're not tired.
Interesting.
Yeah. And it's actually the same thing. I watched this documentary on Costco, which I found so interesting.
I've seen this one too. I love it.
Yeah. And they were talking about the setup of Costco, like why they set it up the way they do, and also why they only carry like 1 to 2 products of something. So for example, a ketchup, they would only have 1 brand or 2 brands, or toilet paper, they have 1 brand. Because when you're at a regular grocery store and you go to the ketchup section, there is like 20 different brands of ketchup. And it's been proven that people experience decision-making like paralysis, that they're like, oh my God, there's so many ketchups. Do I really need ketchup? And the conversation becomes so much in their mind that they don't buy anything. They end up walking away and be like, you know what? I'll get ketchup next week. When there's only 1 ketchup or 1 toilet paper, it's very easy to make the decision because you don't need to pick between 2 things. You just take the one that's there.
Interesting.
I know. So the reason why that this is going to help you succeed in life is because we spend so many hours making decisions that we could be using that time doing things that are positive for us. So what we're saying here is really do things in your life to take out decisions.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say exactly that. Set your life up and set yourself up for success in a way that, you know, like, do your meal prepping on one day so that you have food that you already know your menu for the week. Take away that decision-making ability so that you don't have to think about it every day. Plan your workouts in advance. Know the days, like know your schedule, put it in your schedule. You know that that is the day you're going to work out. And if you are someone who is training on your own, plan your workouts in advance, bring it with you. So you're not at the gym walking around trying to make decisions as to what you really want to do. And then, cause then you're going to end up just doing a few things and not doing the things that you should be doing because you don't want to do it. And you know, it ends up becoming like this game that you kind of play with yourself. So take away all of that, minimize it as much as possible. So then you can focus on the things that are bigger things that you do have to make decisions on, or any of those situations that come up that are, you know, spontaneous situations that you can't plan for in advance that you do have to make important decisions about. So you can focus on those and you can stay focused, you know, even at work, et cetera. And then outside of it, for the simpler things like menu planning and working out and things like that, it's already done in advance. So it's taking away that stress.
Well, and the other thing I found very interesting too, is that again, some of the most successful people in the world, including Steve Jobs, who was the founder of Apple, he actually wore the same clothes all the time.
And most people do.
Yeah, and it's been shown that most people who are extremely successful, again, because they don't have, not that they don't have time, they made the conscious decision to take that decision out of the equation. So if they end up wearing, like, their clothes are picked for them the night before by somebody else, or they just end up wearing the same outfit, like black t-shirt and jeans, whatever, if that's your, you know, you'll notice it when you look at people and you're like, wow, that is, you're wearing your uniform today. You know, like
that's how I refer to my outfit, is as a uniform.
Yeah. Like you create, cause you take out the entire process of deciding of what to wear. So the more, like you were saying, the more decisions you can remove, and this is something that you can do today. Cause we like to, everyone likes to pretend they're so busy. You know what I mean? Like, I shouldn't say pretend. We like to think we're so busy. We're spending about 4 hours on our phones a day. That's the latest stat, accumulatively, right? So if we just start to make decisions in advance for ourselves, and this also goes in line with setting boundaries for yourself, which I think is very important, what you will accept in your life and what you will not, you've made that decision. That's what it is. And we're moving forward to focus on things that are positive. And I think it's such a cool thing to recognize. So just do a little inventory right now as you're listening to this. Like, think, how many things do I spend each day? Like, do I sit in the morning and think, am I going to have oats or am I going to have eggs? You know, am I going to wear the blue sweater or the black sweater? Like, what can you take out of the equation and set up in advance so it's not even an issue?
For sure.
Okay. So number three, stop thinking you need more information.
Huge. I feel like this is for you.
Oh,
when I think about this, I think about you instantly.
I am an information hoarder. I am like the most curious person in the world. And I always love, because Diane Sawyer says that curiosity is what will keep you young. And I'm like, well, then I will never age, because I want to learn about everything. I want to know everything. I want so much information that literally what ends up happening, and this happens to me and everyone, is paralysis by analysis, which means that you have so much information that you cannot make a decision because you feel like you either need more or you just have too much that you can't make a decision.
Yeah. No, for sure. And I know, and I'm saying that this is for you because I know you so well, being my best friend for so many years. I see it in our business. I see it in, you know, your personal life and in terms, and it's definitely gotten better though. You've gotten a lot more, like, you know, the ability to kind of say, okay, I have enough information now and I can make my decision. Obviously you want to make informed decisions, and I get that. And I appreciate that and respect that. But I definitely think that oftentimes we get into, you know, and my husband's the same way too. It's like trying to buy a baby crib was like a 4-hour online process of just reading and reading and reading and looking back at links and reading more and looking back and then going to the store and then coming home and looking at it again. I was like, I just want to buy this one. Like, you know, it's, I'm kind of the opposite. I like a lot of I do my research, but I do my research based on exactly what I think I need to know. And then I make my decision instantly. And I think it saves me a lot of stress and a lot of time.
I think though, when this is referring to most people though, it's when we get into the place of information, there's a difference between collecting information to make a decision, I think, as opposed to using it as a crutch. And I think that's what happens to most people, is we think we don't know enough and we think we need to know more. And that kind of becomes a safety blanket, because you're like, oh no, I can't do that yet. I can't start my business yet because I don't know yet enough about accounting or whatever it is. You know, these things that we keep ourselves in a safe place by using information as the excuse. Whereas in all reality, there is nothing that is as powerful as taking action. So, you know, you've got to kind of shift your mindset to, yes, obviously make informed decisions. Yes, you know, get your information, do your research, know your stuff. Like, but at the same time, the only way, like, you don't need to know any more to get started. You can get started and learn as you go. And that's where I think that's kind of, for most of our listeners right now, when we're saying, you know, stop thinking you need more information, get out of that crutch mindset, because that's usually why you're thinking you need more information, is because you you don't want to take that leap.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to make a change. You don't want to go for something because you're scared. And that's okay. It's normal to be scared. Just do it anyways. That's the way we do stuff.
Exactly.
Because every time I think it's funny, like, you know, when people will ask me like, oh my gosh, how did you guys do it? How'd you start a podcast? I'm like, we just did it. Like, I didn't know anything about podcasting. I didn't know if, you know, I still wonder, I'm like, do people like what we're talking about? You know what I mean? Like, there's still things that it's like, but we just kind of took a leap and thought we'll learn as we go. And it's been going great so far. We've been getting awesome feedback and I love sharing stuff with you guys. So of course, if you have anything else, email us info@fitchicks.ca.
No, I agree. I think, you know, and even with our fitness and nutrition expert grads from our certification program, they often ask the question of, you know, like, how did you get past that fear of starting your business? And, you know, it's just, or how did you, you know, make your decision that you were ready to do it? And it was just like, we just chose a date. We chose a date and we said, we're going to do this. And you have to make decisions. And sometimes you need somebody beside you to help you push through that sort of barrier, especially if it's something that's really scary.
Well, that's where I always say you and I are such a good pair, because I'm extremely analytical and there's times where that will hold us, like, we'll slow things down. There's times where you want to make a decision too quickly and we need me to pull it back. You know what I mean? And that's where you and I are kind of a good balance for each other, because mm-hmm. we complement that, where it's like, where we both are kind of have a weakness in that area. It's a weakness and a strength depending on the situation. But at the times that, you know what I mean, it's coming out when it shouldn't, we each support each other through that. So if you don't have somebody like that in your life, that's okay. But there's so much information. I'm not telling you to consume more information, but there's so many great people out there who talk about this type of pushing through fears. And, you know, some people like are in business are Jim Rohn. I like Tony Robbins. I love Marie Forleo. Who else do you like?
I like Gary Vee.
Yeah.
A lot.
Me too.
Definitely.
I love Robin Sharma. So there's a lot of people who talk about this, you know, being afraid, embracing that fear and doing it anyways. So that is our number three. Stop thinking you need more information. Stop hiding behind the information, because there will never be enough. If you keep thinking you need more, there will never be enough.
Yeah.
And with the internet, you can consume a lot. Which always number four. Which number four is stop distracting yourself with bullshit.
Yes, definitely. We get so consumed with so many things, right? Like how many times, like everyone that's listening right now, like how many times do you spend in a day where you're saying, oh, I'm too busy, I don't have time to finish this project, et cetera, et cetera. But you're spending half of your day, like just going through people's pictures on Instagram or something, you know, or you're, like outside of work, you're basically just spending time instead of like spending time learning about maybe a new skill that will help you launch your business. Instead, you're spending your time kind of, I don't know, maybe you're just watching TV or you're, you know, playing video games or something like that. And there's nothing wrong with having downtime. Don't get me wrong. I think it's really important to just have time to have like some mental space, which like I take it all the time where I just sometimes need like a 45 minute like mental break and I'll just go and like mindlessly just watch something on TV for half an hour and then come back and feel really refreshed. But also find ways to incorporate ways that you can educate yourself, you know, so that you're not just using your time ineffectively.
Well, and I think too, when it comes to like distractions, like it's also now we're getting so disengaged from our lives and ourselves and the people we care about. And we're getting so, we're wondering why these things, we're not successful in these areas, because we're just disengaging behind our computers, behind our phones. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much stimulus out there right now constantly that it's very easy to just go down the rabbit hole. And like, next thing you know, it's 4 hours later and you're in like Kermit the Frog's Instagram page. And you're like, how the hell did I get here? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's such a slippery slope. And I think the first thing that you know, it's, I think the first thing people need to do is get, like, reconnect your priorities. Like, what's important to you? And be very clear on that. Like, if your family is important to you, are you spending time with your family? Like, are you actually spending time to cultivate those relationships and you know what I mean? Like, have a successful relationship with your family? Or, like, if your business is very important to you, are you actually putting in the time to master your craft and learn those skills? Or is your health really important to you? Are you distracted? Like, are you putting in the time to actually take care of your body and go do your exercise and meditate and do things like that? Like, instead of just disengaging and distracting ourselves with fillers, all this filler that's not doing anything for us.
Definitely.
Like, I always say too, like, for, to our fitness and nutrition experts, like, I spend as much time each day working on my body as I do my mind. So for example, and I'm mastering my craft. So for example, if I'm going to do a workout for an hour throughout the day, I will also commit to an hour of mastering my craft. And that doesn't mean sitting down for a full on hour, but like, if I'm going to go on social media, I'm looking at something that's going to inspire me, or read an article that's going to, you know what I mean? Like, further my education or my mindset or whatnot. Mm-hmm. As opposed to like looking at celebrities that I really don't care about, or saving that for like when I want a little mental, when I do want a mental distraction, which is normal, but it's not normal. It's not good to do it for 8 hours a day. Like, my boyfriend can play video games literally for like 10 hours a day. If he was allowed to, like, if he was just totally like never had to work again, he could totally easily go down that like video game 10. I'm like, oh my God, I can really sit still for 6 minutes. Like,
no, I know. And I mean, well, to add to this point too, though, like, you know, if you are someone who is short on time and you're trying to fit it all in and you're like, okay, well, how do I, like, you know, still get this growth aspect and everything else, find ways to incorporate it. Like, for example, for myself, one of my favorite things to do is to go out, get outside and go for a walk every morning. I try to do that so that I get some fresh air, I get some vitamin D, I get some exercise, I get my steps in, etc. But in order to do that, instead of just walking around, I either use that time to either start thinking about it, because I think very clearly when I'm doing something active. So I'll either start thinking about something that I've been working on and I'll just really focus on that. Or if I'm just not really in a focused state, I'll actually listen to a podcast of someone that I'm trying to learn from, someone in business specifically, or someone in fitness specifically, where I'm, like you said, trying to master my craft and understand more and get a deeper understanding. So I'm utilizing my time as effectively as I possibly can. You can do that whether you're walking, whether you're driving, etc. Like, anything that you're doing, try to find ways that you can incorporate it so that at least you know that you're using your time as effectively as you possibly can.
Yeah, like, and when we say mastering your craft, I mean, I think everybody has a craft, and some people don't know what that is, like what it is for them. But even switching that to just mastering yourself, like, who do you want to be in this world? How do you want to show up? Because when you're confident and you know who you are, you will be successful in this life. Whatever success means to you, you will be successful in your life. So, and it's a constant evolution, and it's constant work. You know, you don't just do it once and then you are suddenly a master of your craft. There's always something else to know or grow into, or, you know what I mean? Experience. And so I just think, you know, when we talk about mastering our crafts, like, we obviously want to, our main goal is to help all of you guys reach your full potential in health and mindset. But your craft could just be, you want to be the best mom you could be, which is probably the most important job in the entire world. So, you know what I mean? Instead of spending time distracting yourself, spend time on working on being better at that.
Definitely. Yeah. Like, instead of just constantly using that time to read magazines about celebrities, which, again, you're going to need those times for sure. I get it. And I use it too. And, you know, but just instead of using your entire evening doing that, use a portion of it to do that, and then use a portion of it maybe to read a book about the psychology of, like, a 2-year-old.
Well, and the thing for me too, though, is, like, obviously I love this stuff, so it has to be to some sort of, like, a personal interest. But if you are following your path and doing what's true to you, it's going to be enjoyable. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be enjoyable to me to read about how to mindset shift. Like, that to me, I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to read this book. You know, like, for some people, they might be like, oh my God. But if your passion and the thing that you're so passionate about is, let's say, cooking, reading cookbooks doesn't feel like work. It does feel enjoyable. But just take out the distractions. Okay, so the last one, number five, we are at it. It's stop spending time with people who are not contributing to your growth.
I'm kind of contemplating that this should be number one as well. Like, it's like it's a front runner as well for me, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. And I think a lot of people, this is a very hard statement to make, because some of these people might be people who have been in your life for 20 years. They could be family members. They could be your partner. They could be people you work with. Like, there's so many things that, like, we have a really hard time of letting go of things if we've had them for a long period of time. And I think that this, though, is the most, like you were saying, it's like number one. Number one, in addition to the stop seeing problems, start seeing opportunities.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Because I mean, I think as soon as you are if you're surrounding yourself with people that are completely just negative or pulling you away from your focus, even maybe they're not even negative, but maybe they're just unintentionally just, you know, like constantly you're saying, I want to work on my fitness, I'm going to go to the gym. And then they're constantly trying to pull you away from that to do something else. And it's pulling you away from your focus, your goals and your growth. It's not helping you. And I'm not saying you have to get those people out of your life completely just because they want you to go to a movie instead of going to the gym, but figure out a way to plan to have them in your life during only those times when you are taking those mental breaks or those down times. Because if it's consistent, especially if it's someone who is like your partner or your family member, that it'll constantly just pull you away. You'll never end up feeling like you're going to reach your end goal or your success if you are constantly being pulled away from it.
Well, they say that you are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with, that you hang around with the most. And that could be the positive things in you or the negative. You also usually will never, like, financially, you're usually in the same realm as the five people you hang out with the most, like somewhere in there. And it's very interesting because it's like, you obviously, your vibe attracts your tribe. So depending what's going on with you, you might be hanging around with different people. So I find it very interesting, like, when I kind of do my own life inventory as to how things have shifted for me over the years. And I've had to say goodbye to some relationships in my life, that some of them, you know, they phased out naturally. Some of them, it was an abrupt decision. But for me, it's interesting because I find that when something doesn't feel authentic to me, it like hits me pretty fast now. Like, I know pretty fast, and my body reacts in a way that it's not only mentally, but I can feel it physically. Mm-hmm. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, no, of course. Where all of a sudden it's just like, you feel it in your gut, right? And like, if you're someone who pays attention to your gut instinct and pays attention to your intuition, and sometimes you know before the situation even happens, like leading into a situation, you'll know that this is not going to be a good decision, or this is not going to be a good person for you to surround yourself with. And then sometimes you don't listen to it, and then you end up regretting it. So definitely just, you know, pay attention as much as possible. Try to really tap into your own intuition and your own gut instincts.
And the other thing I also think when it comes to growth, because like we're saying, stop spending time with people who are not contributing to your growth. That doesn't mean like break up with your partner tomorrow. You know what I mean? It means that, like, for example, for me, there's certain family members that I have that are that have a very negative side to them. I'm not going to name names, but for me, there are some topics that I won't even talk to them about, because I know the things that we have a positive relationship in, and I know things that we have a negative, like, that we, not that we don't see eye to eye, but it's just a negative. It doesn't contribute to my growth, these conversations. So mm-hmm. I choose to not engage in certain activities with them and enjoy the ones that we experience positive growth from, as opposed to, you know what I mean? Like, just say for me, like, I'm an entrepreneur. Some people in my family are not. They don't understand. They don't think in the same way. So for me, it's like, I won't talk to them about stuff like that because I feel like there's a lot of negativity that comes back that is not helping me to further my path and the goals that I have, you know? So right. I choose, instead of spending time with them in that area, I spend time with them in a different area, if that makes sense. So it's not saying stop hanging out with these people altogether. It's just saying if you have toxic people in your life, definitely get them 100% out. If you have some people that are, you know, you don't have the same vibe on certain things, spend time with them on the positive side. Don't go to them for the things in your life that are, you know what I mean? That you know that they're going to be negative on.
For sure.
And I also think that there's the saying that I love, and it's, for those who understand, no explanation is necessary. For those who don't, no explanation is ever enough. And I always kind of have lived by that because you know the people in your life who are your tribe, because like for you, I can tell you something and I don't need to explain myself. You get it. You know what I mean? Like, but when you're with somebody 100%. Who doesn't get your perspective or where you're at, usually you'll find yourself trying to explain yourself constantly and explain the concept and explain this and explain that. And it's not that authentic feeling. So you
want to often come, and you'll often come against a feeling of like resistance from them.
Yeah. And you're trying to feel uncomfortable talking about it.
Yeah.
Oh, this feels really like, you know, yeah, I had this, you know, for me, a lot of times, cause I'm highly intuitive. So if I'm talking about things to do with intuition with somebody who doesn't think in the way of, you know what I mean? Like the more emotional side.
Who think is hippy dippy, as yeah. my father says.
And I'm like, oh God. So that's the topic I wouldn't choose to engage with them about.
Definitely. And I mean, when you're talking about it, I know that, you know, you're referring to it right now as, you know, stop spending time with people who are not contributing to your growth. I also think of it as stop spending time with people that don't serve you, you know, and I'm not talking about like using people. I think of it always as like, does this serve me? And it comes from a place of thinking about it as who I'm surrounding myself with, what conversations I'm having, what actions I'm doing, all of those things. Is it serving me? Like, is it something that is actually feeding me in some way, as opposed to something that I'm just doing just to do it, or I'm just saying it to say it, you know? And so you can think of it from that perspective as well.
Totally. Because I think for you and I both, we believe that everyone is here to serve. You know what I mean? Like other people, to help other people be better people and to do work that betters our overall planet and our overall, like us as people. And I think that, you know, when you're saying too, like somebody who's serving you, like you have a big mission to help people, you know? And like, if somebody is taking away from that and is not helping you grow in that, it's for you, it's taking away from work you could be doing to help other people.
Exactly.
So yeah, so in terms of, and I just want to say one last thing on this and we're going to wrap it up, but I also think flipping this, stop spending time with people who are not contributing to your growth, but find people who will contribute to your growth. Because even though they don't need to be in your life forever, because you will change as the things you are growing into change. But those people could be somebody for a very short period of time. Like just say you're really getting into fitness. You know, surround yourself with people who also are focused on fitness, you know, until you get into the habit that you don't, you know, you can do it on your own. Or surround yourself with people who are, you know, entrepreneurs starting businesses, if that's something you want to do. Like, it doesn't mean this has to be like you need to ditch all your friends and get all new friends. It just means you got to start to find people though too, who are going to contribute to that, because we're not meant to do this all alone. And it will make your life so much easier when you are around people who, like I said, you don't need that explanation from you all the time. Okay, so just to recap, what did we talk about? Our top five things you need to stop doing today to succeed in life in all areas. So number one, you need to stop seeing problems and start seeing opportunities. Huge. Number two, stop decision-making overload. As many as decisions you can take off your plate and just make it in advance, honestly, you're going to free up so much mental space and time. Number three, stop thinking you need more information, because you will get analysis paralysis and there's no information is ever enough. Just take action. Number four, stop distracting yourself with bullshit. And there's so much of it out there now. And really, most of it just makes us feel bad about ourselves anyway. So start consuming information and consuming things that are going to lead to your growth, not take away or distract you from it. And number five, stop spending time with people who are not contributing to your growth. We do not like that. So Amanda, what's your biggest takeaway for today?
I think my biggest takeaway is just to start with number one. Start with number one, like being your main focus. Like everything else is all like smaller things that you can do, like, you know, eliminating the extra decision making and that kind of thing. But after this podcast, really sit down and just focus on the number one thing, which is stop seeing problems, start seeing opportunities. Sit down, take some time and be like, how can I do that mindset shift? Because that's going to be a day-to-day thing that you're going to have to really work on. It takes a long time to make that kind of a change, because that's something that's not, it's not just like an overnight, like, you know, the, like what I was saying, like, you know, decision-making overload, you can do that overnight. You can literally say, okay, I'm going to just start doing meal planning, and then you can just start doing it, right? So that's something you can do overnight, and it doesn't make it as challenging. But the one thing, though, that's really tough is shifting your mindset. So find a way, take inventory of what you've got going on in terms of things that you're seeing as problems, and see what the opportunity is, see what the learning is from it, see what you can take from that. In terms of, and it can be like really ugly stuff. Like it can be stuff that's like, you know, even for example, for myself, when, you know, and this took a long time to get through and to get to this point, but when I was younger, my sister passed away, and I always saw it as, you know, not necessarily a problem, but I always saw it as such a negative thing, because I mean, it's obviously a very sad sort of event that happened. Very heartbreaking, but at the same time, I now see it as an opportunity in terms of, I see it as I was able to learn from her what I needed to learn in her short life. And now I see it as an opportunity to share that information with other people, knowing that, you know, when you're going through anxious states or recovery or anything like that, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm able to share that information and share that process with people. So that's sort of the opportunity that came from something that is probably one of the most horrific things that I had to deal with in my life. And so always look at how you can take something and take the learning from it and then share that. That's probably my number one takeaway.
I love it. I think my number one takeaway is kind of piggybacking a bit on what you were saying, like picking one. But honestly, like if you start to find things like this podcast, bookmark people who share this type of approach, even start following them on your social media. So you're starting to be exposed to positive thinking, or, you know, inspirational quotes or articles that talk about how to better your mindset, it will change over time. Like it, like you were saying, it's not going to happen overnight. It takes time, but it's like changing your body. It's being consistent. It's being committed and continually working on it every single day. And I know for me, like I've known this stuff. It's funny because there's things I've known for years. You know what I mean? Like, you know it in your head, but for some reason it just doesn't connect in your heart yet. Like you just haven't made that full on. And then one day, once you keep practicing it, one day you will suddenly wake up and it will have connected and you'll feel like, whoa, like this is not just something a concept I think now, it's who I am. And that's what kind of happened to me was, you know, even when I was saying at the beginning with my example about the failures versus the lessons, I knew that for years and years, that's, you know, and then one day it actually really hit home for me. And I'm like, I truly now it's changed my body, the way I think, the way I am, and it's part of who I am now, not just the way I think. So keep practicing it, keep consuming positive information, and you will eventually make that shift.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, we are going to wrap it up. So thank you for listening to our top five things you need to stop to succeed in your life. And of course, you can always email us if you have any questions or things you want us to talk about at info@fitchicks.ca. We also have some programs starting on fitchicksacademy.com, which is our fitness and nutrition expert program and our natural weight loss coach program. And we talk a lot about this type of stuff as well within our programs. So we always include the mindset portion because, like we were saying at the beginning, when it comes to anything in your life, whether it be health, weight loss, career shifts, self-love, it all starts with mindset. So it's something that we really focus on, and we really want to support all of our students in making, because it will change your life in so many ways that you never thought possible. And yeah, you can always reach us on social media too, at Fit Chicks Bootcamp on Facebook and Fit Chicks on Twitter and Instagram. And with that, have a fabulous day.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.